RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Professor Steve Oliver is the son of New Zealand weightlifting legend Don Oliver. He's a dedicated martial artist trained under BJJ and MMA legend Ricardo Liborio. Passionate about giving back, he founded Oliver MMA, which has expanded to five branches across the North Island. He also established the largest grappling circuit in New Zealand, organising NZ grappler tournaments nationwide. And we've asked him on RCR this morning to talk about the controversial Women's Olympic boxing event featuring a hermaphrodite, Amane Khalif, and generally the placement of trans people in women's sports. Morning, Steve. Thanks for coming back on RCR.
Oh, yeah. Good. Thanks, brother. Great.
First up, tell me what a grappler is. What is grappling?
Yeah, grappling. I mean, you've got various forms of grappling. You've got wrestling. We do more submission wrestling. So it's, you know, you're wrestling to the ground and you're looking to apply something that gets your opponent to give up, you know, potentially end the fight, either a joint lock or a choke or some sort of strangle. You know, various rules. There's Greco-Roman, which is just the top. You know, you can't use your legs. There's various forms, but we try and try and stay along this. What's more effective for a self-defense type scenario? So we do the submission grappling.
Okay, well, thanks for that explanation. You learn something every day. Now to the Algerian boxer Amane Khalif, who won gold in the women's welterweight division at the Paris Olympics, defeating China's Yang Liu 5-0. How close did you follow that and the Olympics in general, Steve?
Oh, to be honest, I was a little bit disappointed with the whole Olympics. I mean, it just kicked off with a pretty epic sort of a clown show. And I mean, you know, this has been sport's been my life. It's been my who I am and what I've tried. You know, it's been my everything for my whole life. And it was for my father as well, the Olympics. He went to four Olympics. And it was always the pinnacle of discipline, sporting achievement. You know, these guys are staying at home, not having a social life, you know, not having a drink for years, applying themselves to the absolute, you know, as disciplined as you can possibly be in life. And then they turn up and they throw a circus, LA, half-nude circus, you know. It's just, yeah. It was seriously disappointing and wasn't representative of the type of demographic that actually goes to the games, you know, and what it stands for. So I was disappointed in that. It didn't appeal to me, to be honest, but I did. I followed the debacle with the boxing, and it's been, it has been an issue over the years, and it's just, people are just confused. It's sad to see, and it's dangerous, to be honest.
It seems to be quite a low threshold to qualify as a woman. The IBA, who has a Russian president, Umar Kremlev, claimed that DNA test results showed that the two athletes, and that we're referring to Amane Khalif and China's Yang Liu, I think here, claimed that DNA test results showed that the two athletes had or have XY chromosomes, citing it as the reason they were disqualified in the world champs. Also, Khalif's high testosterone levels in the system as well. But the IOC only considers the gender listed on the athlete's passport and does not conduct further sex testing, which seems a very low bar, Steve.
Well, we're talking with people, you know, I mean, we're not talking about ping pong. Or table tennis or tennis or something that's not combative. You're talking about putting two humans into a combative scenario where one's got a distinct advantage. It's dangerous, to say the least. You know, it's unbelievable.
What message do you believe Amane Khalif's victory sends? I don't know about resilience and the power of overcoming public criticism, especially in the context of gender identity in sports. What message do you think it sends to the rest of us?
Well, it's one of confusion. I mean, what is a woman? What's a man? What's going on? I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, there is a very, very small number of legitimately transvestite humans in the world, you know what I mean? And it's a part of life. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's an anomaly that does occur. And, you know, these these people have an advantage. I mean, you know, a woman is XX chromosome and a transvestite is XXY. So they, you know, in a man's XY. So, I mean, you know, they've got a man's chromosome in there and it's just, it's an advantage. It's just nothing short of. So, you know, that you need, there needs, if they want to compete, that's fine, but put them in their own division. It's, you know, there's just no way they should be competing against women, you know, that have just got the two X chromosome. It's dangerous, mate. They, you know, you saw that lady, she just took one punch and basically just, you know, just gave up. But she said she had never been struck like that in the face in her life. And it's, you know, you're getting people dying in the ring. You know, we've had it in New Zealand just recently. You know, it's a real issue. And when you're putting women that are inferior physically against a man, and it's just physically, I mean, it's absolute advantage where people can and will die. You know, there's no doubt about it, you know?
That's what I don't get, Steve, and probably many of our listeners, is that you would risk that because it's so obvious.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You wonder what that says about, you know, what is in the minds of the IOC officials in this particular sport. Are they prepared to see that happen? They must be.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to be because that's what's going to be the outcome. And, I mean, I just feel sorry for the ladies out there. You know, there's women out there. It's not just boxing. There's track and field athletes that have, you know, trained their whole lives in the States, have worked, you know, given up their social life, given up their lives for the goal of getting a, you know, a scholarship into a university. And then a man, you know, decides that he's a woman for 6 months and then takes the top spot. It's been happening. It's been happening quite a lot, you know what I mean? And these women, you know, that's their life's ambition in the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, where's the, you know, where's the, you know, feminists? I mean, you know, they have been sparking up, you know, in past years about all different issues. I mean, this, if this isn't one that needs to be really dealt with, I don't know what is. You know, it's basically the end of women's sport as we know it, if this is allowed to occur. Yeah.
I've always found that a curious thing. You've just raised it there, Steve, and we've talked about it before, is there seems to be an acceptance among many women that this is okay. Yet to me and to many others, this is, if you want to talk misogyny, man, this is like going all the way in misogyny.
Yeah. I just can't understand it, but that's nothing new. I mean, a lot of the issues that's facing humanity at the moment is, you know, they haven't put a lot of thought into what they're actually proposing, and they just haven't thought the big picture through or the consequences. Where this is going to end up? You're going to end up going to funerals.
Yeah,
and you know, and then you know, it's almost expected that there's going to be a backlash, and then they came out with, oh, she was born a woman, and you guys are just bullies, you know. It wasn't the case at all. You know, it wasn't the case.
I noticed in the some of the reporting of it, Associated Press, which I think is ultimately a French news organization, that the boxer Khalif is referred to constantly as her.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the pronouns and all the rest of it. I mean, they throw that out there. I mean, you know, I'm to be referred to as them, they, she, I don't know, it's beyond me, mate. You got to almost have a degree in this stuff to understand it. You know what I mean? It's, I mean, I could get my 4-year-old daughter to assess, you know, what's a male and a female, and she gets it 99.9% right every time. But you ask now someone that's supposed to be, you know, educated, and they can't tell you. You know what I mean? It's just, the world's in a strange place right now.
Yeah, it's strange when I can change my gender on a passport and probably then enter an Olympic sport and probably get somewhere. I mean, that is as crazy as it comes.
Well, it's sad. It honestly is. It's sad that, you know, a man has to stoop to that level to compete against women to find purpose in his life. I mean, honestly, I feel sorry for them, but, you know, it's just a fact of life, you know. Blind people can't, you know, can't you know, do the shooting, or, you know, I mean, you know, people that are, you know, crippled can't run, you know, in the 100 metres. It's just a fact of life, unfortunately. You're not a woman, so you can't jump in women's sport. Pretty straightforward, though.
Be like defining yourself as a non-cripple if you're crippled. I mean, you know, with all respect to everyone, but this is, again.
But reality's going to kick in at some stage.
Yeah.
You know, and the benefit with being a cripple and identifying as non-crippled is that you're going to fall on the ground and you're not going to, yeah, the only one person you're going to hurt is yourself. But
yeah, well, hurting someone else. Yeah.
Yeah, in this situation, you're inflicting your you know, insanity on a demographic that can't defend themselves. So it's a hell of a thing.
Given that Imane Khalif is a hermaphrodite, born with parts of both male and female reproductive characteristics. What do you think and I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask you anyway, what is your hard line for a woman and man when it comes to competition, the hard line?
Well, I mean, it's just that DNA test is pretty straightforward, and if you are, if you have an advantage or an anomaly, as such as being a hermaphrodite, you go into your own division. I think that's fear as you can get, you know, but you just can't mix it up. It's just straightforward, pretty simple.
Don't hear much from our politicians, though. Former President Trump, he's jumped on this. He says Khalif's win at the Olympics will further his campaign promise. He posted a video of the fight on social media, and he said, you know, pretty clearly, I will keep men out of women's sports.
Yeah.
And his running mate, J.D. Vance, similar. And I think Winston Peters has been pretty clear on that here. But no one else, it seems. They seem afraid to go there, Steve.
Yeah. Well, leaders, we're in a strange time where leaders are very lacking leadership, you know, or just the courage to actually, you know, do the right thing or speak common sense. If it's not a hot topic, they'll stay away from it and they'll pretend that, you know, this mental illness is as close as you can get, is a false reality, is true, and they'll run with it, you know, just so they can stay in power and they can, you know, just, stay in the chief seats. You know, it's unfortunate, but this is the extent of our leadership. It's a sad place to be. But it's global.
We don't see, no, I take your point, it is global. We don't see too many women excelling in men's sports, do we? You know, the other way around. It doesn't, doesn't happen at all.
Right? It's an absolute, it's a mystery why they don't. You know what I mean? You know, if you're coming from their side of things, why wouldn't they excel in men's sports? You know what I mean? There's no advantage to being a man. So, you know, it's honestly, when you start thinking, as soon as you understand it, you're obviously not thinking straight, because it's a pretty simple equation. And I'll be honest, 99% of people think the same as us, but the people with the money are the ones, you know, pushing the agenda. And it's madness.
Well, I found with me, Steve, not making it about me, but I couldn't watch any of the Olympics, actually.
No.
I didn't even go near it. I had no interest in it. I haven't got a clue what New Zealand has won medals. I really don't care.
Yeah, it's a sad thing, because, like I said, you know, the sport has been, you know, my whole world forever, and it's just absolutely lost its shine for me, to be honest, as well. So I think, numbers were pretty indicative of the feeling of a lot of people. You know, numbers were right down, and you know those boxers in that last Olympics left the legacy of being in the last Olympics for the boxing. They're dropping boxing, right? So,
yeah.
You know, it's not a bad thing, I suppose, if they're going to, you know, stoop to that level, is, you know, let men in there beating women up. I mean, 100%, it's not a sport anymore. It's a sideshow. So,
well, it's like the Hunger Games. Yeah. In a way, isn't
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, but I mean, you know, at least the Hunger Games, you're a willing participant. I mean, you know, these ladies are just, they're being blackmailed. I mean, they've trained their whole lives with the dream of having this, you know, winning this, you know, prestigious event. And they get to the event and there's a man standing in their way and they just, you know, their passion and their, you know, their dedication and their commitment, you know, they're just having to walk forward, but they know that it's not going to be a good result, you know. But, you know, I mean, the whole woman, you know, should just stop competing. I mean, they should just boycott.
Yeah, that would be the logical thing to do. Do you think, well, two things to end on. Algeria won its first, I think, women's boxing gold in that match. How can any country feel proud of that? Really?
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was the same when we, you know, my father was an Olympic lifter and we put in a man, into the women's lifting. I was getting phone calls from my friends all over the world. I mean, you know, not congratulating me, you know what I mean, on putting a man, the first country to ever put a man in a, I mean, you know, it's unbelievable, you know, the guy standing there and you know, on the podium, and there's certain shapes to males and females. He's obviously a man, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And he's on the woman's podium. I mean,
I wonder what those other women there on the podium were thinking. Last question, Steve. Do you see this kind of, let's call it a fad, though it's probably more than that. Yeah. Do you think it'll end anytime soon?
Here's hoping. I mean, you just hope that common sense prevails at some stage. But every day I wake up and I think they're kicking the can further and further down the road. But I hope common sense prevails before someone dies. You know, it's almost humorous, but at the same time, it's not, because there's real people's lives at risk.
Yeah, and, I take your point. Absolutely.
It needs to be addressed and sooner rather than later, before there is blood on someone's hands. And I mean, it's a hell of a thing to kill another human being in sport. And it's, you know, like I said, it's happened in New Zealand recently, and two men going at it, and it's a hell of a thing to live with. I don't know how you would live with yourself being a man and putting a woman, ending a woman's life. You know what I mean? It's, you think you've got issues and identity crisis before that. I think after that you'd be, you know, on a whole nother level, though.
Yeah,
you know, there is consequences to this thing, and it needs to be resolved sooner rather than later. Yeah,
Steve Oliver, nice to have you back. Thanks for coming on RCR again.
No, thank you, mate. Appreciate your time.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.